This is RSBNB Update, episode 165, recorded Thursday, August 14th, 2008. Snake Hips Brad. Hello, everybody. My name is Shane1288, or Shane, if you just
if
want to.
If they don't know that by now, then, I don't know.
I'm just saying that for any new listeners, because you never know, right?
Could be, yeah, new listeners, first episode.
And the guy who's talking with the English accent, his name's Snake Hips, or Brad?
I hate you. I hate you with a passion.
They don't know. I don't know where that came from. Where that came from.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about it any longer, because you'll probably tell them. Move on.
Of course not. Anyways, so, Brad, how are you today?
I am fine.
Oh, that's good.
If a little sleepy, but I'm usually sleepy.
Uh-huh.
I bet all the previous updates are just filled with clips of me yawning.
Yeah, sadly.
And it's partially because Shane is boring me to death, but partially because I'm tired.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I can do to be not boring except talk about bacon and stuff, hey?
We were talking about bacon before we started recording the show.
Yeah, and snakes.
We were also talking about how I look like Halle Berry, apparently. And George Bernard Shaw. Don't ask me about it. Anyway.
Okay. The Great Orb Project. The Great Orb Project.
It's available to both free and members. So it's
a mistake.
I actually sort of agree with this.
Yeah. Anyways, because basically it's a runecrafting minigame in the Runecrafting Guild, which you get to by taking a magic portal on the top of the Wizard's Tower. But, anyways, the minigame, I guess, first. What you want to do in this minigame is, it's a very, very simple minigame. You're on one of two teams, yellow or green. If you're on yellow, you want to attract as many yellow orbs as you can to whatever altar you're at. And whatever team attracts the most of their colored orbs to the altar wins that round. And you get 100 tokens per round one. So if you win 8 of the 10 rounds, or 8 of the 8 rounds, you get 1,000 tokens. I'm not sure what the rate is, but you get 1,000 if you win them all. So if you win a majority, it's something like 700. So... that's how that works. It's the simplest minigame that JX actually has, but the problem
is... Which is probably why it's available to free players.
Which is probably why. But being the simplest minigame, there are still people who cannot read and figure out what to do, you know? Like, there are people who are, like, getting rid of the yellow ones and bringing the opposite color that you're supposed to get, you know? And it's just annoying.
Perhaps those people are just griefing you for fun to try and make you lose.
Maybe. Who knows?
I would do that. No, I wouldn't.
Just to give you a bit of an idea of how much the team play sucks on this, basically, there was this one guy who was on there when I was playing it for just testing it out. He was on green, and I was on yellow, and everybody left on his team, and he was the only one left. So he was the only one left on that green, and basically the dialogue goes something like this: "Has my team quit or something? LOL." And then somebody on our team says, "I love this game." Then somebody else says, "Only us left, ROFL." So yeah, it's safe to say that if you have a bad team, you can easily get left behind.
What happens if all of the members of the opposing team leave? Do you automatically win?
No, you still have to play, but you still have to play. So and get.
But you can't lose.
That's right, because there's nobody to lose to. Well, you could lose if your team was completely dumb and they didn't want to attract any of the orbs to the altar.
But surely, is there like a time limit?
Well, yeah, you get 2 minutes at every altar.
Oh, right.
So, and then after that, you move through. So, yeah, that's how that works. But some of the rewards, like there's the Omni Tiara and Omni Talisman, which basically, if you have all the talismans in Tiara, you can show this woman, and she'll give you an Omni Talisman, which lets you access any altar. You can then convert it to an Omni Tiara.
Or an I guess Omni that saves staff. Bank space.
Yeah, it does. There's no point to the staff, really, so just stick with the tiaras.
Doesn't it have any positives for rune crafting or anything?
No, not really. Just like the rune crafting staff has +1 attack, 7 crush, 5 magic.
Does the armor have any benefits to rune crafting?
No.
Why do they put in this crappy armor that doesn't even have good stats anyway?
The only thing the armor and stuff works for is if you get the color of the team you're on, it makes it easier to attract and repel the orbs.
Okay.
So, because there's blue, yellow, and green robes. So, yeah, that's really the only benefit to the robes aside from having magic bonuses, which is okay for free to play. But there is better stuff like from Fist of Guthix, you know. So,
Jagex really needs to start making mini games that have rewards that are useful.
Well, there's also runecrafting teleport tablets.
Yeah, I know, but...
which teleport you to a desired altar.
Yeah, they're obviously useful, but... so they've made one useful reward.
Mm-hmm.
One semi-useful reward, but the staff seems completely worthless.
Yeah, that's right. It is completely
They need
worthless.
To stop putting in worthless rewards. It doesn't matter if they do some rewards that are worth it. They need to put a variety of useful rewards, or the minigames will still be crap and not worth it.
And... based on experience tests, the Abyss is still the... or no, not the Abyss. ZMI Altar is still the best way to go if you're a member. But the tablets are the best way to go now if you are free to play.
So hang on a second. The tokens you get in the game, you can buy... what do you use those? Just the armor?
You can buy tablets, the staff, armor, pure essence. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
How much is pure essence, for example?
Oh, I don't remember. I think it's one essence per token.
That's not bad, then.
Yeah, so if you get 1,000, you can get 1,000 pure essence, so...
no shit.
and
Shane,
the tablets...
stating the obvious since...
and the
19...
tablets range from, like, 30 tokens all the way up to 50, depending on which one, so... not bad. But yeah, I do agree that this should have been left as members only, because why should free to play be getting updates when they don't pay? In my view, free to play should just be like a demo of the game, you know, confined to the Lumbridge area, be able to test all the skills, you know.
Didn't Jagex say that's what it was always going to be?
I thought so, but. Why have they all of a sudden started updating it? I don't know. But, anyways, the Omni Talisman looks neat. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's like all the talismans, like, crunched together?
Yeah, I bet somebody, you know, sort of, you know, I think of ages for that in there. I mean, it serves all the talismans. So let's combine the talismans. Well, that took all of 5 minutes. Congratulations. Your creativity is overwhelming.
Also, Wizard Korvac in the tower will replace a lost medium pouch and repair any other pouches that you have.
That is members only, isn't
but
it?
But you have to pay.
How much?
I don't know. I never.
Your
tried.
Research is shit.
Well,
you don't
I never...
know how much these items cost in tokens. You don't know how much the repair costs.
I told you how much the tablets cost, and I didn't check out the repair price because I thought, well, what's the point? You can go get it done for free. And if you're cheap like I am, that's a better option.
But he's easier to get to, isn't he?
Well, he's at the Wizard's Tower, so in either way, you're about a fairy ring trip away, so it's up to you, really.
But the Abyss, you have to run through those monsters and crap.
Yeah, it's nothing, though. Anyway, so that's that update. I'm going to have to give this one a 3. Just because of its, like, you know... for all the effort calling it a runecrafting guild, there's not much of a guild to it, unless that's coming out later, because there are other devices in there that you can't use yet, but they look rather interesting, so, yeah.
They're probably just there for show and to get your hopes up.
Oh, probably. But they should have just stuck this game in Aubrey's house, you know, in Varrock. Mm. But, yes.
This is a bit out of the way.
Yes, time to move on to some later and better notes from this week's update. First off, Calquit trees can now be protected.
Woo!
Yeah, do you ever grow Calquit, or do you not have the farming level?
What farming level do you need?
72.
I'm 60, so no, okay. I didn't.
You protect them by bringing the gardener 8 poison ivy berries.
But that's making you happy, isn't it? You still do your farming rounds?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Every day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Yeah. How much farming XP do you have now?
16, just over 16 million.
Wow. Wow.
Why? What's wow about it?
Get a life. Get a life.
Also, sorry, there's a new
I've not had a bad cough on this show for a long time.
There's also a new right-click option. You know when you add someone to your friends list, you still have the option to add friend or add ignore?
Yeah.
Well, now there's a right-click option to message them or remove friend if they are already on your friends list.
Well, that's useful.
So that's good. Which was suggested by MetalManiac9 as he posted in the update topic, and it had about... It had quite a few supporters on it, so looks like they read that one. Anyways, moving on. The bug bag, we got quite a few this week. We got like 20 of them. I'll bang them off quickly.
Oh, will you?
Yes.
That's some innuendo for you people.
What a
Shane will bang one off quick.
Bang them. Off quick. Them.
Yes, I know. Anyways. I said it wrong, and that made it sound even worse.
Yes, exactly. Treasure trail sliding puzzle boxes were getting stuck, making them impossible to complete. The roof of the Grand Exchange was failing to disappear correctly when you stood underneath it. Similar bugs affected
the front of
Varrock Palace and bits of the Warriors Guild. Oh, really? When were you on?
I noticed that when I was logged on, but I thought it was intended and it was Jagex being douches, so I didn't think twice about it.
Okay. Amulet of Cat Speak was positioned incorrectly on female characters.
Again, never noticed that.
The Amulet of Fury was not rendering correctly with the Bando's chest plate on male characters. If you wore a blue snail, your chat head was appearing yellow.
Wow.
The 3D models of skill capes were using too many polygons, resulting in bizarre graphical glitches. They've now been remodeled to resolve this problem. Their appearance is largely unchanged, but you know, may notice some slight changes. Yeah, this is actually what most people were complaining about this week. The fact that some skill capes, for instance, hit points, construction, magic summoning, runecrafting, the light ones all sort of look gray, you know?
Oh,
instead
do they?
Of white? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that the other day.
Yeah, so people are annoyed with that. But the farming cape and herbler cape remain unchanged. I actually like the Herbler cape better now. What do you think?
Load faster, RuneWire, you slow piece of shit. Actually, yeah, it does it pretty good.
It's your internet connection. RuneWire is fine.
No, it's RuneWire. RuneWire is terrible. It's hosted on like a 1995 computer in Shane's basement. It's true. It is.
No.
I've seen it.
Oh, shit. Where was I? Oh, there we go. Mud pies were positioned incorrectly when you wielded them. Flared trousers were...
Sorry, did you just say mud pies were positioned incorrectly when you weed on them?
Wheeled them.
Okay, right.
Flared trousers were rendered incorrectly with most boots. The fine shirt base kit had a glitch affecting the neck on male characters. The mine tiara was missing part of its models. Baba Yaga's hair was clipping through her hat. The progress hat from the mage training arena were not rendering correctly with player's hair. Radmius Urkel, master of the Legends Guild, had a rendering problem with his cape. The obsidian cape was rendering incorrectly with certain tops. Bogrog was checking the wrong summoning level when the players tried to exchange praying mantis pouches for shards. Trim chaps and wilderness capes were rendered incorrectly on female characters. The mime mask and zombie mask items were displaying incorrectly during dialogue, and finally players could walk through a rope barrier in the Varrock Museum. Yeah, so
why is it taking them this long to figure out most of those things? Most
I
of those
don't
things
know.
You think. And why the hell haven't they fixed the damn top hat yet?
That's how it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
Why
because
not?
I actually have a top hat, and when I put it on, well, actually, no, I don't have a top hat, but I can pretend I do. when I put a hat on, my hair doesn't mysteriously disappear. Seriously, they need to fix that. If they fix that, okay, I am making a promise here. If they fix that, I will get 99 fishing.
Oh.
So if they fix that, I will get 99 fishing.
Ooh. Interesting.
If it's not fixed, no, never.
Why not?
Because they won't fix the bloody hat. If they fix the hat, fine, they'll do it.
Okay.
And now I have several thousand prepubescent adolescents. Bearing
Dude,
witness
what?
To that. You can hold
okay.
me to it.
Okay.
I was just mocking the majority of the listeners. Sorry about that. It's a
He
habit.
Says sorry. Anyways, that's it for this week's RuneScape updates. On to questions.
Woo! On to questions. I don't know why you said on to questions, as if expecting me to say something. We've got an audio question first, haven't we?
Yes. From Ian, who sent one in last week. Or Assassin 1999. Yeah. If you send in an audio question, also
this
say,
is not aimed at him. This is aimed at somebody else.
Yeah. If you send in an audio question, first of all, include your name in the emails, because if you don't include your name in the email, I'll use what it says at the top of who it came from. So Ian, in this case. Also, if you're going to send in an audio question, please don't distort your voice in any way. If you do, we won't be using your question.
We want to hear your real voice.
Yes, your real voice.
That's part of the stipulation. You get to ask us a question, and we get to hear your voice. So
exactly.
If you don't like that, then just go on the forum and write us a question. Then you can ask us a question without having to give us anything.
Okay. Here we go.
But audio questions will get priority.
Hey, Brad. Assassin 1999.
Hello.
My question this week would be, what type of music do you listen to in your spare time? Why do you listen to it? What have you listened to beforehand? Who's your idol? Same goes for Brad. Peace out, show rocks. Bye.
I don't like the way he said same goes for Brad, like I'd done something wrong. Same goes for Brad, that bastard. I hate him. He dies.
Yeah, right. No,
do you want to answer this first?
He doesn't do that. No, you can. And
Shane likes no music, so that's his answer. Me, I like sort of rock music.
Disco.
But no, I don't like disco music. Christ, piss off. I like sort of rock, punk rock music. I'm sure this has been asked in the past. I like bands like Rise Against, Billy Talent. Oh, and the Foo Fighters. I went to see them at Wembley in May, I think. Yeah, May. That was good.
Oh.
And I also like sort of, I tend to like, besides those three bands that I just mentioned, they're probably the only artists, no, and R.E.M. Those three and R.E.M. are probably the only
R.E.M.
R.E.M., the American band. You must know them, come on.
Yeah, I do. R.E.M. as in, like, males?
What?
Yeah, R.E.M., what does it stand for?
Rapid eye movement or random eye movement, something like
that. Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter though. Those four bands are probably the only bands who I like multiple songs of. There are plenty of other songs that I just like, but I only like that one song, and I generally don't like anything else by the person. I wouldn't really say I have a music idol because I'm not that into music. I like listening to music, but I don't like it enough to have an idol.
Yeah, it's like you don't go singing or something of one particular group, do you?
No, and I don't like Billy Idol either. He's a shit musician.
Billy Idol?
It's a joke because he said, "Who's your favorite idol?" There's
oh.
a British musician called Billy Idol. It was a crap joke. Forget
okay.
it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. As Brad said, I don't listen to much music. So there's your answer.
Thank Except you. For the music on Star Trek.
What? No, I don't.
He likes the theme tune. He listens to the theme tune every night before he goes
no.
to bed. Yeah, he
well,
does.
I watch the show.
If Shane ever gets married. that's going to be the song played and the theme tune played as his wife walks up the aisle. It's going to be the Star Trek theme tune.
Yeah, right.
And then at that point, I will run in and I will shout, nerd, and then I'll run back out.
I doubt you'll do that.
No, I'd be sitting up front in front of you.
Yeah, and you'd be like clapping along in support, you know?
No, I'd be doing the sarcastic golf clap. Like that, you know? Anyway,
next. What, the sarcastic golf clap? I don't get that.
It's called a golf clap. It's basically what you do that, you know, but you aren't really clapping someone to congratulate them. You're clapping them to mock them.
I see.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Next question I will read. Which internet meme? I can't...
Meme.
How do you say meme, right? I'm sure it's like meme or something, but I don't know because it's a word Dawkins invented. Richard Dawkins. Anyway. Which internet meme is your favorite and your least favorite? And that question is from Dr. Bob. I don't really have a favorite. I sort of like the cats, the lol cats. They're sort of funny. Yeah, meow. Least favorite is probably the Mudkips one, since so many retards spam it on forums I visit. It's not funny.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's just people post pictures of Mudkips. It's like, it is a meme, but...
Okay, what is a Mudkip?
It's a Pokemon.
Oh, really?
People just post random pictures of it, and you know, something about, you know, and people who do it are always annoying retards, you know.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, most of the people who post memes are annoying retards, but Mudkips are like the lowest of the low. I'd find them the most annoying. I probably just again offended a portion of our user base. I've just offended them again. A portion of our loser base.
User base. Call them that now.
They aren't our user base. They're our loser base. Anyway,
I don't know. For these, can it include something along the lines of like viral videos and stuff?
It's just like internet, you know, internet crap. Usually originates, you know, like, you know, the cats.
Yeah,
that's meme. I feel wrong saying meme though. Like I'm saying the name. I think it's meme or meme or
I don't know.
I'm sure there'll be some smart ass.
I'm leaning towards that. It's more like the viral videos and stuff that just everybody does, you know.
Yeah, but it's also stuff like Mudkips, Logcats that people just annoyingly post on message boards.
Okay. My most annoying would have to be the Rickroll.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I never find that annoying, though. That one, no, not that.
The ones that take over your browsers are annoying.
Oh, yeah, they are annoying. But I've, you know, the first time if I ever click one of those, I just Control-Alt-Delete and delete it. and then the browser. I don't care.
I don't really have a favorite.
And did you see the one on Dig of Obama Roll, it was called, and they did the lyrics to Never Gonna Give You Up with clips from Obama's speeches, so it was actually him saying it.
No, I didn't actually.
It was hilarious.
I'm not sure about a favorite one on my end. I'm not sure. But
Shane is not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know why, but...
Given real top-class answers so far. You don't listen to music and you're not sure.
Well, I don't have a favorite of these, you know?
Okay, fine. Well, just, you know.
I don't know. If I could make my own lolcat, I'd say lolcats.
You can make your own. You just need a picture of a cat and some funny text to go with it.
Yeah, but the cat has to look funny, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, yes. Yes, that was from Dr. Bob. Thank you. What's the best way for me to get farming from 50 to 70? And also, you mentioned something in your post, Zach. That's from Zach about the sandbox, but we'll be talking about that later in the show. So farming from 50 to 70?
I have no idea. Don't do it, though. That's all I know. I don't know anything, but I know you shouldn't do it.
Okay. There's about three ways we can go about this. Four, actually. One will take the longest. First one taking the longest will be the chain farming of watermelons and flowers. That will take the longest, but it's good XP. So just go around to all the allotment patches, plant watermelons and limpworts, and you'll be set. The second way is for you to do herbs along with some trees. Basically, you can do the fruit trees and the wood trees. And if you're looking for ways to get your seeds, I'd check out the Miscellanea Kingdom. But that's a good place for getting seeds. So, Miscellanea Kingdom for tree seeds. Or if you have the money, just go buy them. But in a nutshell, that's what you want to do. It's from Zach. It doesn't take long once you get like a selection of, say, maples and pineapples. That's good XP. It can be upwards of 60k a day if you throw in a few herb runs as well. So I would recommend going that route. Thank you. Next one, Brad.
Have you been watching the Summer Olympics? If so, what is your favorite sport? Sorry, I messed up that question. Take two. Take three. Have you been watching the Summer Olympics? If so, what is your favorite sport to watch? Thanks, the Xbox Legacy. Go on, Chain. You can do your whole rant about how you don't watch it because China is wrong and blah, 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 blah. Go ahead.
No, you say first if you've watched any and what's your favorite sport to watch.
If it's on and there's nothing else on, I will watch it. But I'm not like a big fan of most of the Olympic sports. I'd say most of all, I probably like the sort of the athletics, you know, like the 200, 100 meters. I like that just to see people running really fast. I was going to say an incredibly racist joke there. It's a good job I stopped myself. Anyway,
has England won any medals?
Yeah, of course they have. I think they've won more than Canada. No, they probably haven't. Let me just check the medal tables. I'm so going to... While you're giving us your answer, I'll check the medal tables to see who has won more, Britain or Canada.
I haven't watched any of the Olympics, and I really don't have a favorite sport to watch there. I'm not watching the Olympics for about five reasons. First one being the fact that China has them, and China was former communist country, bad human rights record. We're not getting into politics here, but that's one reason. They faked their opening ceremonies with file footage from their fireworks. They had somebody doing lip syncing on... in the opening ceremonies as well, because the first person who was supposed to do it wasn't pretty enough. The next one being they arrested a BBC journalist for covering a protest. And finally, the air quality is very bad there. So I'm not watching any of it for those pure reasons. And basically, I think that everybody else should stop watching as well, because every plus 1 million viewers they get is just showing that having them in China won't work, when really the Olympics should not be in any developing country, or third world country for that matter.
Okay, well, Great Britain is currently 10th on the medal table. Canada isn't even in the top 50. I don't think you've even won a medal yet.
No, we haven't.
Wow, you suck. It's the Winter Olympics, but you're good, isn't it?
Yes, hockey.
Because you have snow. Hockey's a boring sport.
No, it's not.
Hockey's boring.
We're good at hockey, the sled thing.
You're good at nothing, face it.
Skiing.
Bobsled. Basically all the winter sports.
Yeah, that's where our... Whoa. What the hell was that?
I figured I could make that annoying noise. I just accidentally pressed a number button on my keyboard. I won't do it again. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, Winter Olympics is where we shine, because in 2002, we got the gold for men's hockey and women's hockey as well. And in 2006, I think we got gold women's hockey and either silver or bronze for men's hockey. So, we do better in the Winter Olympics.
You
Thank
suck
you, Xbox
at the
Legacy. Olympics. Well, yeah, what are we supposed to do?
Give up and go home, anyway.
The majority of the year here is winter.
Yeah, I know. You still suck.
What, in your opinion, is the most important technological advancement, devices, new programming feats, etc., in 2008 so far? Oh, I really can't say much on the programming side because, well, programming doesn't move that fast. But if I had to say something, I would say it would be the... continued advancement on the cloud computing front with JavaScript frameworks in order to make web applications look a lot more like desktop applications. Examples in this case being 280 Slides, Google Docs, and MobileMe.
MobileMe.
Yeah, if you want to read more about cloud computing, go to informer.rsbnb.com and look for the tech article up in the clouds.
It's a good article. Go read it.
Yes, even you think that, hey?
I'm just saying it because I want more people to read the... No, actually, why am I being nice to you? This makes no sense.
Yeah, so that... and if you wanted to go for technological or scientific discoveries, I'd have to say finding and confirming water on Mars.
Whatever. I really have little to no opinion on this because I'm not that interested in technology.
It's too bad. Are you planning on doing another name-changing thing soon? Both those were from Andy Master. Andy.
No. Although if you give Shane and Mike enough money and you want a name change, it might just happen.
Yes, that's right. But I can say that we won't be announcing it if and when we ever do it, and right now there's nothing on the radar that is looking like that. So...
Because it just got really annoying with people messaging us. And people would like being really stupidly cosmetic about their name changes, like changing every couple of weeks.
Yeah, if we did ever
implement name changes again for whatever reason, it probably would be on the basis that you have one name change and then no more.
Yeah, like we did with that name last week and name changes last year before we changed that policy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, next one.
Out of the general more public computers being Macs and PCs, which do you think would run RuneScape HD best right now and why? Please pick one Mac and one PC to compare. I'd like to know as much as I'd be able to upgrade my computer soon, and I'm using a Mac and a PC, so I don't care which I would use. The ideal computer would be used for simple mid-grade student work, nothing major like spreadsheets, but with Photoshop still easily usable. Thanks, keep up the awesome show. Thanks, keep up the awesome shows. P.S. My mom hates Dell and would never let me get one, so forget about those. That question is from Lego Pi. Or PI3. Shane can answer this.
Yeah, the reason I recommend the Dells, but your mom doesn't want one, is they come with the least crapware installed. Basically, crapware is all that demoware software that they bundle computers with that basically slows it down and degrades performance. Like when you get them from like a main store like Best Buy or something like that, or directly from a manufacturer, that's why I think Dell is the best in that respect. Because you actually have the option to get a real Windows at Vista disk, so that's that. But I really can't speak much about any other manufacturers. You could try HP, but then you're going to have all this like Norton demoware and stuff installed, but that's just really annoying.
I got a HP and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but that was before they started putting demoware and stuff on it, you know?
I got a HP and I liked it.
Yeah, but okay. Well, that's before they started like loading it up with tons of trial software, you know?
Don't get a Mac. Whatever you do, do not get a Mac. No. Because you'll get a Mac and then the battery will break and it will bulge.
That's a known problem.
I went to the Apple... Well, no, I didn't go to the Apple Store. My dad took my Mac to the Apple Store for me because I'm lazy. And it's also near where he works, his shop. And the guy in that shop said he'd never seen it happen on ordinary MacBooks before, so it's obviously not a known issue in all their computers. Macs are horrible.
No,
they'll steal
not.
Your life. Yes, they are. Don't buy one. Please save yourself.
I'm just gonna speak the voice of reason here. If you're looking for a computer that has minimal security problems right now, at least without having to monitor antivirus or spyware software, and you want to just play RuneScape HD and do basic homework and stuff, maybe some Photoshop, then I really do have to say that the iMac is your best bet there.
Next question.
Where shall I post a SIG test now? From Kyle. Also, we'll get to the Dragon Plate thing. When I quit playing RuneScape almost 1 year ago, Dragon Plate legs were 7 million. Now that I've been playing... slowly to see the new RuneScape, I buy Dragon Plate Legs for 780k and a Dragon Medium for 60k. Why is there such a price drop from Kyle?
I thought also, that they were less than 7 million a
year.
Yeah,
they were about 2 million when they first came out with the Dragon Plate Legs. Back in the day when they first came out, way back when. So
it has been a drop, but it's not like 7 million. It was never that high.
No, it wasn't that much. But as for the price drop, that can be blamed on... Third Age Treasure Trail items.
Real World Trading.
Yeah. How?
RWT.
How?
Because that affected the trade, which affected the value of everything, okay. Blah, blah, blah.
But from an item standpoint, it was also affected by the Third Age clue rewards, barrows, because Dragon Platelegs came out before barrows, which was ages ago. Also, the God Wars dungeon, the Bando's armor and stuff. So that's
Dragon was always a very cosmetic armor piece, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. It's not that much better than Rune, so.
How much is the Dragon Chain now?
Oh, let me look. Let's just
see. I remember it being like, even when it sort of everything got lower, it was,
yeah, it was
sort of like
14-ish mil. It's 9.3 million. 9.3 million.
Wow. Yeah, it's come down a lot then.
Mm-hmm. So
I remember when Dragon Chain was like a really like 30 million, a real big, you know, if you had one, you were rich.
Yeah. So that's pretty much why. Advent of new armor and a bit on the RWT side. And as for the SIG test, if you go into your profile, click on the user CP button, and then after that click on profile, and then edit signature, you'll be able to add in your signature stuff. Then there's a preview button there that will show you what your signature looks like.
That's been there for ages.
Yeah, it's been there since PHP BB3. Thank you, Kyle. Next one?
Okay, next question. Do you believe in luck or fate? What is the luckiest thing that's ever happened to you both, real life and RS? Thanks and great show. That question is Power Crazy, from Power Crazy. Not that question is Power Crazy. do you believe
first.
In luck and fate?
No.
No,
in the
I
end,
don't either.
In the end, random stuff in game or lotteries and stuff just comes down to picking a random number by a computer or other means. So there is really no luck. There's no outside force that can affect whether or not it's you.
No fate but what we make for ourselves.
That's a good quote. Yeah, I don't believe in either of those.
I don't believe in either of those.
But if you were to say, quote-unquote, luckiest thing in RuneScape, what would yours be?
Luckiest thing? I was never that lucky with drops.
Okay.
But
real
so
life?
No, I never. I don't know, really. I've never really had something insanely. I guess some of the people I've met, but I wouldn't really call meeting somebody luck.
No.
Because in that case, you could say everything that happens in your life is luck.
Exactly.
Wow, it's luck I got up today, and I didn't. No, nothing really lucky has happened to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the same thing here. But as for on RuneScape,
well, I guess the fact, if you want to say in real life, I was, you know, I think I've told this story before. When I was born, my umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck. I suppose it's quite lucky that that didn't give me any serious brain damage. Or
oh, really?
It
I never
did.
Heard that.
I'm sure I've said that story.
No,
on here.
No, you haven't.
When I was born, just before I actually came out, my heart rate was going up and down and up and down, dropping and going back up, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't know what was wrong. So they had to get me out, and they did. They got me out with a big pair of tweezers, which is called Neville Brown's forceps. I'm sure I've told you that.
No.
And when I came out, I had my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. So it's, you know, I always say it's, I'm sure I've said it on the show before, because I always say it, and I say it was the earliest recorded attempt at suicide.
Really? I don't remember that.
Well, you have a terrible memory. I bet somebody listening will remember me saying that.
I see. Okay.
I bet you somebody.
So, as
no, but
me,
sorry, you were saying lucky on RS.
Yeah, lucky on RS would be the Third Age platelegs. I need to go in for oral surgery more often.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, because the day I had my wisdom teeth removed, I was doing a clue before I left, and I got my Third Age platelegs.
How much did you sell those for?
21 mil.
Wow, I hate
so
you.
So I need to go for more surgery more often and do clues before.
But what if you can't get a clue on the day of your surgery?
Well, I'll get one, even if it's level 1.
What, and you'll get Third Age platelegs from level 1 clue?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Shane. I think you're bullshitting.
No. Next one.
Next question. Dear Brad and Shane. Yay, you put my name first. How well do you know each other? We didn't ask you. So, how well do we know each other? I'd say fairly well.
Yeah,
fairly well.
I know lots of stuff about you that would be compromising if it were to come out. But,
yeah, Shane blackmails me every week. I say I don't want to do the update. It's really boring. He's like, "Do it, or I'll tell everybody your secrets." And So, I'd say we know each other pretty well. Probably more than anybody else on the staff, for me anyway. Okay. First, Brad, will answer these questions about Shane, and Shane will either say he's right or correct him. What do you think annoys Shane the most? A lot of things annoy Shane. Do you mean, I guess if we're talking real life, probably people bothering him. Or like people on the forums. That annoys him the most.
No.
Is that true?
No.
What does annoy you the most then?
Gay marriage.
Oh, I should have said that. I knew that annoyed you. I knew you were. Okay, anyway, next question. I got that wrong. So there's like 0 out of 1. What does Shane feel very strongly about? Star Trek. That's right, isn't it? Because you like it a lot. You feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, sort of. I'll give you a 0.5 on that.
Okay. No, just give me a 1 on that. Do you
what
think
else?
Shane will...
No. There's other stuff I'm supposed to correct
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay, so
again,
Star
again,
Trek,
the whole,
what else?
The whole political gay marriage thing. Foreign...
No, let me have guesses.
Foreign policy with other developing
immigrants.
Countries.
He feels
we
very strongly
about
immigrants.
Night. Immigrants. Stuff yeah. like that. Basically, political stuff.
Okay, next question. I get 1 point for that. Do you think Shane would take a bullet for anyone? And then who? I think he'd probably take a bullet for Mike. Would you take a bullet for Mike?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or anyone in your family? Your sister?
Yes.
I wouldn't. I'd stand aside, shoot her. Go,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'd go Mike and family.
See, so I get 1 for that. What do you think Shane will be doing in 10 years? Oh, he'll be doing some programming job. I can't say exactly because I don't know exactly what he's studying, but it'll be some programming job.
I hope not.
Okay, well, that was wrong, so 2 of 4. I got 50%
okay.
right.
And then there's another one. What does Shane do for fun for anything besides computer-related?
Wow, I missed that one out. Besides computer-related? Oh, Shane can say loads of stuff for me. This morning when I was talking to him, he was watching a Deep Space Nine DVD. So obviously watching Star Trek. He plays multiplayer on Xbox Live, Call of Duty 4, Halo 3. So I guess other... Did you say besides
computer?
Excluding computer related. So, uh-huh. But watching DVDs. Don't you like you go cycling? You told me the other.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you. Mm-hmm. And what else does Shane do for fun? I don't know. I'm just gonna stick with DVDs and cycling.
Okay. Okie dokie.
So you can correct me. What else do you do for fun?
No, that's about it. You got that.
Wow.
What do I think annoys Brad the most?
Lots of stuff annoys me.
Lots of stuff. People who are not... what's the word I'm looking for?
I can't say it, because then I'd be like me helping you.
People who are not of sound minds and are idiots.
Yes, that is probably true. That does annoy me the most.
Yeah, okay. So there's one.
Idiots. People who act like retards.
1 out of 5. What Brad feels very strongly about...
I don't feel very strongly, but this is more difficult for Shane, I think, because most of these issues, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Feels very strongly, again, about these people having idiotic problems and such. Other things.
Drivers, female drivers particularly. I'm sorry, all sexism aside, women cannot drive as well as men. Most of the idiots I come across on the roads are female, and that is a fact. Sorry if you're female, but it's the truth.
Yes, that. Anything else? People around him, I know, his friends, he feels very strongly about, right?
Yes. Let us not talk about this. You're almost making it sound like I have emotions, which is not good.
Is there anything else?
No, not really. I don't feel strongly about much. I'm a very apathetic person. I just don't care most of the time.
Okay. Who would Brad take a bullet for? Oh, he would only do that for his dad or a significant other.
Now, I'd probably take a bullet for any one of my friends because I remember that there was a topic on the forums about this a while ago. Would you, take a bullet for anyone? And I'd probably take a bullet for any one of my friends or anybody who I was related to because I think most of the time, for me, it's like I would rather me die or get hurt than... see somebody I cared about get hurt and know I could have done something to stop it. That's how it works out for me. I would feel guilty if I didn't do it. So it's stopping my own guilt. There we
go.
Shane's got all of them. Shane's got all of them. Be very careful with this next question. Very careful.
Why? What do you want me to not say?
Just, Shane's got all the questions right so far. I only got 3 out of 5 right.
You should be scared, shouldn't you?
Just say, well, what do you think I do for fun outside the computer?
Well, I know what he does for fun most times is sometimes he'll go out to concerts and whatnot with his friends.
I've not been. I don't go to concerts that often.
Well,
but
You spend lots of your time with your friends. I know that's what you do for most of the weekend. So, that's what you do outside computer related. You play a few Xbox games.
Yes,
that's probably about it. I think.
Yes, again, for the most part, that is true. I don't really. I used to play golf, but I don't play that anymore.
That's too bad. That's a good sport.
Yeah, only because your grandfather owns a course. Or did.
No.
Did he still own it? He used to own it.
Used to.
Last question. Oh, this is an interesting one.
What will Brad be doing in 10 years? He has told me before that he plans on working as an accountant in a office job somewhere.
No. I'm not an accountant. I'm just going to work some low paying office job.
Yeah, an office job.
Not low paying, but office job. I would go no lower than an office job. I'm not going to do physical labor or any of that.
I'm too
I'm too skinny and I have bony arms. And I like the idea of being able to sit at a desk all day. You know, a pencil pusher. Okay. I get to leave work at like 4:30.
Or
having weekends
counter?
Off. No. Having weekends off, that's the big thing. Because if you work in like retail or anything else, you probably have to work weekends, which I don't want to do.
Yeah, that's right. So he'll be doing some office work.
Shane got all of the questions about me right. That's bad. I only got 3 out of 5. Shane knows me better than I know Shane.
That's my job as site owner and admin, is to know anybody who is doing work on the site. That's true.
Yes,
but,
that is true.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Nice question.
Again.
Finally. What are your thoughts and opinions on the conflict between Georgia and Russia? And what do you think the U.S. about the U.S. wanting to send peacekeepers there? Are they really peacekeepers, or are they just there to spy on Russia? Do you think we'll enter another Cold War era type scenario if this continues? Do you think Putin is going to punish a pro-Western Georgia who just helps South Ossetia separate from Georgia? I want an opinion from both of you on the show. Thanks from Colin.
As far as the U.S. sending peacekeepers in, I think the U.S. should keep its noses out of other people's business, at least on a manpower scale. I mean, they can feel free to be involved in talks, but I think the last thing the world needs is America flexing its muscles and sending out troops. Seriously, you know, piss off. This is Europe, okay? This is Europe. We don't care about America here, so you can just stay out. You can be involved in talks, by all means, but we don't want your soldiers anywhere. We don't want you to get involved in that way again, because it never ends well when America gets involved in that way.
What
for
about
you or the other side?
Cold War type of scenario?
I think possibly. I mean, although I don't really know much about this Georgian conflict, but I remember I was watching the news earlier, and they briefly mentioned it, and I was sort of not paying full attention to it, but they showed this statement that the American defense minister or something had given. It wasn't
defense
Condoleezza
Secretary.
Rice. Robert Gates, right? And he said, he said more or less, you know, if Russia doesn't, you know, pull out of South Ossetia or whatever, then he basically just said, if Russia doesn't do what we want them to do, we won't like them anymore. That's what he said. It said it will damage relations with America. So that's your basic threat, is if you don't do what we want you to do, we won't like you anymore. I really don't think Russia's going to bow to that sort of pressure. I really don't think Vladimir Putin or whoever, he's not the president anymore, is he? I don't think the president of Russia is sitting there in his office thinking, shit, if we don't do that, they won't like us anymore. Oh, damn, this is hard now. Russia doesn't care whether America likes them or not.
Exactly.
I think they've made that clear in the past. So just saying you're going to damage relations with us is a dumbass move. But I'm glad that's as far as they're going. It would have been much more alarming if this defense secretary had got up and said we're sending a full complement of troops to Russia. But
you know, I think that's what they want to do. I think the U.S. does want to start some sort of U.S.-led invasion there or something.
Well, because Georgia is very pro-America, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm... I'll get to my views in a minute, but about, well, I guess right now with the troops, but U.S. sends a plane there of humanitarian aid, right? Okay, yeah. That's fine. What happens, and they're U.S. military, what happens if one of these people gets killed in, like, an airstrike or something? By a Russian airstrike.
The U.S. send its whole army over.
Exactly. Is that not what they're trying to do? I think that's what they're trying to do, personally.
Well, to provoke a situation where they would send troops in.
Yeah. Because doesn't Russia have reserves of oil or something if they could start an invasion into Russia, you know?
Russia's a big country. It's not that, I don't think America could take Russia. I think as much as the rest of the world dislikes Russia to a degree, Western Europe, for the most part, you know, we aren't chummy with Russia. But I don't think people would just, you know, be happy to see America invade them and kill them all.
Yeah, that's right. But as for my views on the whole thing, yes, the U.S. should keep out of it. Because as I was saying before, there's no real reason for countries like the U.S., the bigger superpowers, to be stepping in on these kind of smaller regional conflicts.
I don't like how America always tries to play sort of, you know, mediator and, you know...
Yeah.
They're
not the main superpower anymore. We've seen so far in these Olympics that China is becoming the superpower of the 21st century. Which is bad, but that's just the way the ball is bouncing, you know?
Especially since the economy in the U.S. is, you know, really
doing
all right.
So, and China is growing, so... And yeah, they're probably just peacekeepers, but as for another Cold War scenario, I'd have to say absolutely.
I think that's a very fallacious term, peacekeepers, because no matter how you look at it, if they sent American peacekeepers in, there would be American troops there.
Exactly.
You can't look at it any other way than there would be American troops there, regardless of whether they were peacekeepers or whatever you want to call them. They would be American troops.
You know, if they did need peacekeepers and humanitarian aid, the better course of action would be for the U.S. to send in the troops to Afghanistan, so the Canadians could pull out, and then we could send our people to Georgia, because that is what the Canadians are known for: peacekeeping and humanitarian aid.
I think we should just everybody should let them sort it out themselves, or sort it out with talks rather than.
Yeah, but Cold War, haven't we seen this kind of tensions escalate before in the past few years?
Yeah, they were. I mean, that's what I was going to say. It's been sort of on and off the past few years about, you know, there have been reports of spy planes, you know, flying into Russia, Russian spy planes flying over Europe. I mean, I just don't know. Yeah. I just think it's going to be in the state where relations between the West and Russia are never exactly going to be friendly.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's ever going to be as hostile as it got in the Cold War.
And plus, there's that thing of the Americans wanting to put a missile shield in Poland or something, I think, which is a former USSR state. So, who knows what that could provoke? But
and didn't they sign the deal?
Yeah, they did. And what I was saying was before, if this had happened in the mid-80s, this would have really escalated the whole Cold War thing, because the early 80s was a time when the relations weren't that good during the Cold War. So
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, exactly. So this could have precipitated another one of those events if it had happened 20-some-odd years ago. So I don't know. I don't think the Cold War ever really ended. Anyways,
yes.
The only reason it kind of subsided was because of the whole USSR collapse and whatnot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's it for that. But just a reminder, we had lots of questions this week on the topic, so if you want your question to be answered for sure, make sure you read the FAQ and then post it
early.
Read
the fact. For fact's sake, read the fact.
because if you post it early, that will increase chances of getting on, because if it's on the second page or after the first 10 or so, chances aren't that good. Thank you.
First come, first serve basis.
Exactly. Tech news!
Tech news. Time for me to take a sleep.
Oh. The title of this one is Prof tweets about course, ends up moving whole class online. As more of the student population gets access to broadband connection, faculty at major universities are now exploring rich media and online how online interactivity can enhance, supplement, and even replace the classroom experience. In the latest development, a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas is going to experiment with replicating a graduate summer seminar online in order to serve a very specific function, providing graduate students at other institutions with access to a course that isn't offered by their university. Clearly, the students at the other institutions won't be enrolled at UT Dallas. The knowledge is free. The degree will cost you money, as Perry put it. Perry is the name of the professor. Still, he is willing to work with students at other universities that are interested in arranging credit for participating in the online seminar. What do you think about this? I know it is. Because initially this all just started about him posting on his blog and then Twitter about a course, about the outline for the seminar. And really, it really did take off from this perspective and ended up changing the entire course. So, I don't know. I think this is excellent, because this is just one way of showing that the internet is moving forward in the 21st century, and that the old definition of school is actually slowly, but not entirely, people are going to adopt this new way of doing things.
New technology.
Yeah, so I like this one. So you can read the rest of this in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com. NBC's Olympic video site leaves many out to dry. You want to know why, Brad?
Why? Tell me why. I must know.
They're using a technology from Microsoft called Silverlight, which is kind of their flash competitor. NBC's decision to go with Silverlight technology to power NBCOlympics.com provided for some fantastic features, as Web Scout reported Friday, which is a column in the LA Times, but it came at a price, writing of thousands of potential online viewers. Apple computers more than a couple of years old, including all iBooks, PowerBooks, as well as some iMacs and Mac Minis, will not run Silverlight 2, the software underlying NBC's Olympic player, Silverlight, and it also cuts off Linux users.
Oh, well.
Well, not oh well.
That's my opinion on this. Oh, well.
No, the problem is that these future, like,
so basically NBC was showing the Olympics online.
Yeah, that's right. But they were using
Silverlight
technology. No.
Watch it on TV.
No. TV isn't on demand.
So who cares?
We all should. Because online is the next way everything will go, from video rentals to actually purchasing. But that's beside the point here. The point here is that it's a proprietary technology serving a function that really should be done by something open standard, you know? That's what I'm trying to get across here, so I don't know.
Well, but Microsoft needs to work on their software then, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but this is a typical example of how things would have worked in the 90s with Internet Explorer. If they would have had done that, they would have been able to kill Flash, you know? But people need to realize, or Microsoft needs to realize, that things aren't like that anymore. So, what can you do, Microsoft? I don't think they're going to change.
Oh, well. Still better than Apple.
Next piece of tech news. 60 million iPhone applications downloaded, and they have confirmed that there's a kill switch, which lets any application be disabled. So 60 million iPhone applications downloaded represents about $30 million in sales since last month, which means a 30-70 revenue split between Apple's and developers, where I think Apple gets the 70 of that.
Of course Apple would get the 70. They're not going to just take 30, are they?
Also, there's that the kill switch thing, which basically lets them disable any iPhone application if it becomes malicious. For instance, the $999 I Am Rich application. Did you hear about that?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Which does nothing but display a glowing red gem.
And there was that, there was that review of it on Dig, which somebody had posted, and it was some guy who bought it accidentally and was really pissed. That was hilarious.
And they pulled it off, so that's good. But about 8 people bought it.
Well, yeah, they should have removed it because it did nothing. It was just an insanely expensive icon.
I know. So, I don't know, just a bit of information for you guys that the App Store is going well, and if you have a iPod Touch or iPhone, just try some of them out. And if you're looking for a new iPod, maybe go for the iTouch. Yes. What kind of iPod do you have?
An old one.
Okay.
I have no plans of upgrading it at the current time anyway. It still works for what I want it for.
So what's the story on this rant?
What do you mean, the rant?
Yeah, the rant.
Oh, sorry, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't include the title, which is sort of pivotal. It's a rant about Bounty Hunter, and basically, this guy made 12 things that are wrong with it, but he also made 12 suggestions on how to improve it. But if I'd included all the suggestions, it would be a really long rant. So I just included the things he said were bad about it, since it is a rant. But the guy did offer suggestions to fix it. It's not just one of these mindless. Okay. Oh my god, everything.
Start reading.
Okay, I will start reading. Don't pressure me, man.
No pressure.
Anyway, no pressure. Yes, the title is pure. I think the title is something like I love Bounty Hunter.
I love
like
Lucy.
I love Bounty Hunter. Who's Lucy? Shane loves Lucy.
No, it's a TV show from the 60s.
Anyway, the title was I Love Bounty Hunter, and it was the title is pure sarcasm. I'm going to bore you with yet another rant about this fair, all in capitals, game. I will not bore you with a 5-page introduction. We'll start with ranting. I remember the times in the wilderness when I could deathmatch one-on-one without being attacked by another person during the fight. But it's possible now. It's even possible to fight 3-1 or 4-1. I guess it's not possible now then. Wonder how you could keep walk in 5 seconds to the wildy ditch and collect your loot? Guess what? 180 long seconds running while being chased by 4 persons will keep your character fit. Who doesn't love the pickup penalty? I love all these DDSers, which Dragon Dagger specials, who spec me 4 times, then walk out of the crater, so they can do it 30 seconds later again. Yes, every stat will restore after you leave the crater, so spec while 2. That's great, isn't it? It's so sad that every noob with a mage level of 32 can tell you right in front of you. This makes it so easy to DM other people. The entire crater is so small that it's full of people, which makes it even harder to not be chased by 5 people at once. 6. It's so unfair that I need to fight people 50 levels higher than me. You could tell me that you need to train your stats, but why should I need to click a few 100,000 times before I can play Bounty Hunter? There are only 2 members world in which you can play Bounty Hunter. I love the busyness. 8. Where would you like to take anything valuable into Bounty Hunter like a dragon two-handed? Don't do it, since your skull indicator will show how much money you are carrying. DDSers really love the high skulls. 9. Well, at least something in Bounty Hunter is similar to the wilderness, and that's the fact it's possible to lure in there. 10. I love to tele to my target and then find myself in the middle of Bounty Hunter between a clan of 50 people. 11. I love the fact that summoning has manipulated the combat system. 12. I love clicking ages at the crater in free-to-play because it's at its maximum capacity all the time. Yes, that's right. Now we can't give our mates free items or do special offers because of this dumb update. I know it was to stop item selling in RWT, so read below for counter statements about the two. Where's the other rant?
It's not two here. Rants.
Oh, god damn. We're just going to have this one rant then. Items, so counter statements for real world trading. Item scamming. Well, if people are going to be stupid enough to fall for childish tricks of the age 13 above, then just let them. I don't see why Jagex are treating them like a 12-year-old son complaining that he got told off by his teacher for something that he did. Real world trading. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this was an issue because people would give out their credit card details. The other trader would give them the item and take all the money from their bank with a credit card. So the person who had their credit card stolen would complain to Jagex, and Jagex would have to give them the money they lost. Well, Jagex, you should have just said so, whoever had their credit card stolen, that it's not your problem, and that if they're going to be sad and give away real-life money for non-real items, then that isn't your problem. And I don't care if RWT is a crime, because Jagex aren't criminals or the ones who committed the crime, so I don't see why they should take the blame like they were the ones who did it. Well, Jagex, I hope you see my point of view, and if I'm wrong about RWT, then I don't want this thread locked until someone has told me the actual reason why RWT was a problem, and I've given my counter statement to it. And if Jagex locks his thread, it's because they didn't listen to my counter statement, which they should have done.
I don't like this guy.
I agree. He's a little bit retarded. I'll give you that. But I think what he says about Bounty Hunter is very true. There's obviously lots of things wrong with it, and it's not a good player versus player minigame.
What would be the ideal player versus player minigame?
Bring the wilderness back.
Besides that.
That would be the ideal. No, I don't think they could, unless they initiated some sort of Castle Wars-esque where you could actually lose items or something like that. I don't know.
Well, there's also one thing. The summoning has manipulated the combat system. Of course that's what it's supposed to do. It's a whole other component added into combat, you know?
Yeah.
Of course that's what it's supposed to do. But, you know, if the thing goes, if you can't beat them, join them, you know? Like, if you can't beat the DDSers, become a DDSer. If you can't beat the summoning people, get some familiars. That's what I gotta say. And after all, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Point proven here once again.
That is not true. That is not true. That is not true at all.
Why not?
Because it's just not. Okay? Let's move on to other things.
What was your other rant about?
It was another one about real-world trading.
I think I got it. Bounty transfers?
Where?
Bounty transfers?
No, it wasn't about that. Let's just move on. Rants aren't that popular.
Okay, then. Skill of the Month update. Cooking, let's see what's going on.
How many? Somebody got 50 million experience. Yeah, something stupid like that.
Let's see what we got. Well, still flatline since last week. Total
clock really
still
trying.
Winning by 7 million XP. One person kind of... someone by the name of Aristotle on the forums. Or no, that's a forum name. That's a forum name. Aristotle. 1.5 million XP. But
so nobody's really
yesterday, changed. Somebody gained 3 million XP yesterday. Like, they're all gaining XP, but no more than 200k a day. Whereas on the first day, TotalPlox gained 2.1 million XP.
Wow, nice life.
So, come on, people, get cooking. Remember that even if you don't win Skill of the Month, you can still win Skill of the Year, where we take everybody's total XP who competed in the Skill of the Month, add it up, and whoever... gets the most XP over the year and all Skill of the Month wins, so there's no reason to stop.
Yay.
The sandbox. You talk about the sandbox.
It has been removed. Yay.
Okay. Yeah, basically we decided that this was something that had to be done because there's just too much bad stuff going on in there that would have taken... too much trouble to police and too many official warnings and stuff. So, but what we're finding so far is that the forum is a better place without the sandbox, you know?
Yeah, activity is picked up in other forums already, so.
Yep. So, sandbox has been removed and people's reaction has been better than we expected, so.
Yeah, we expected a lot more people to throw hissy fits, but hardly any of them did. I think most of them accepted that it was for the greater good.
Yeah, so we'd like to thank you guys for accepting that. Thank you.
But if you didn't, it wouldn't have made a lick of difference. We make the decisions.
Exactly.
In communist RSBNB, Brad, you.
Brad does what?
Kicks you.
Kicks you.
I go around and kick all the idiots. Kick them.
Kick
them with my foot. That's what I do.
Okay. What have you been up to?
Well, an update on last week. Last week I was talking about Call of Duty. I actually beat that level that I was stuck on.
Good.
And I've completed all of Act 1, which that will mean something to the people who've played the Call of Duty campaign. But now I'm stuck on the first mission of Act 2 on Veteran, this is. To anybody who didn't listen last week or didn't pay attention. But I've not really tried it very many times, so that's probably why. I played it about half an hour before we started to record. I usually, you know, load up the game, start playing the level, and if I die more than a couple of times, I'll probably switch it off again.
You chucked the controller across the room.
I did that once. Once. Oh.
Not again?
No, never again.
Okay.
Besides
so
that,
that's what... Anything else?
I'm going away again next Saturday, so I'll be here next week, but not the week after.
Yeah, and I think I've got an idea for a show that I'm going to run by you while you're gone. I'll see what you think, but we'll talk about that after.
You can't run it by me once I'm gone.
No, I'll run it by you after, and then we'll do it when you're gone.
Okay.
What have I been doing? I have been basically coding on RuneWire, doing some crafting, and now I'm going to start high elking tonight, and of course farming. That's all I've been up to. RuneWire 2 is coming along pretty good.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I've got almost all the core features done of it. Core features meaning core being what RuneWire currently is. So that means posting, profile stuff, login, register. I have to do the comments today, and then the views for everything to output all the stuff, and then after that...
Please, make it faster.
I'm working as fast as I can.
Make it faster. No, make the RuneWire faster.
Oh, what do you mean faster?
It's too slow for me.
Really? It loads instantly for me.
Well, you're being prejudiced against people who don't live in Canada. You are. So, it's true.
There's lots of good stuff coming with RuneWire 2. Nothing I can really get into, but I can say that it's going to have the same feel as the current RuneWire, but there's going to be enhancements to it. So, there you go.
It's coming with 100% less Shane.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyways,
right.
So that's it. Anything else?
No.
Okay, I think we're done for 165 then. We will see you guys all next week.
Isn't it 164?
No, it's 165.
All right.
For Brad Lena?
Don't call me that. I prefer Snake Hip to Brad Lena.
Okay. Snake Hip Brad and Shane 1288. See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
See ya. Bye.